Welcome, everybody. It's a good intro, right? Jojo asked me to do the intro, so I thought I'd give it a little razzle-dazzle. It's us. It's your favorite friends, Stella and Jojo, and you're listening to Neon Shrines here on Radio Valencia. And I'm back after a week away. Couldn't be happier. We also have a very special guest in the studio with us today. They're a little shy, but I'm sure they'll get on camera later, or whatever. Oh. Microphone?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. Hello, everybody. It is, as Stella said, it's Neon Shrine, the show of pilgrimage and power spots here on Radio Valencia. And in the studio, we have the Goon.
The Goon.
That's right. If you recall, a few episodes back, we talked about cats. And in fact, we had a whole show dedicated to cats.
And now, there's one in the studio with us.
Yeah, that's right. We brought our cat into the studio. A sleek black cat with a shiny fur coat and...
And a curiosity that can't be stopped. I mean, they say that about cats.
Large yellow eyes.
Large yellow eyes. Kind of peeping. A Ghibli character.
Yeah, right.
Or Ghibli, I guess is how you say it.
Well, so if you hear little soft pattering of feet across the mixer.
Or if you hear us or going...
You'll know that it is us talking to our guests. It's us talking to the Goon.
He probably has his own radio show that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Cat radio.
Yeah. Cause, but you don't need microphones or even a broadcaster for that, because cats are just natural.
Telepathic,
Telepathic mm-hmm. creatures, so.
That's the virtue of having a cat, is that you get little snippets of cat radio.
I have had pretty good, weird dreams since we've had the Goon in our life.
Really?
Yeah.
Care to share?
Yeah, I've had like one or two nightmares, but like mostly they've been like interesting and good, but they have also kind of bordered on... the real in somewhat funny ways, where I'll like tell you something later and you're like, that we never had that conversation. I'm like, oh, okay, that was dream Jojo. But nothing bad happened in the dreams.
Oh, nice. You know, I should say this episode, it's unique.
Why is that?
The last episode was a classic Neon Shrines.
Okay.
And that was the title. I think it's the one before that.
Oh, right.
Episode 52.
With our two guests.
No, this was when it was just you and I.
Okay.
And it was a classic Neon Shrines episode.
Yes, I do remember. I was having a great time.
This one, a little unique, for a number of reasons, not only the
Goon.
Non-human guest, our first non-human guest on the show.
Well, so. There probably have been rats here before.
That's true. Not invited, though.
No, that's true.
But anyways, a little later today, we are going to get some travel narrative from... Stella. Stella just returned from Singapore, full of stories and insights and ideas. And, well, just to put it simply, we are going to delve deeply into Stella's trip.
Right, the Goon has come up on, I think he wants to say something because he's getting real close to the microphone here. He's got thoughts. He's like, hey, I thought this show was about me. What are you talking about Singapore for?
You see, that is the way in which we have... cemented our motive. That's how we communicate with the Goon. It is the PST, and through that, the Goon is able to
tell us something.
Communicate.
Also, it's just a treat to see him prance through all the many cords here in Radio Valencia. Oops! Oh, we're off the air, honey. Okay.
So maybe not let the cat walk over the mixing board, because we have all of a sudden.
The Goon has some listener feedback.
All of a sudden, we have lost is what we have. Okay, so what do you say we go into our first track, which you plucked out of the ether just today?
Yes, I heard it outside in the world, and I thought, this is a good tune.
Yeah. So what do you say we go into that, we come back, and then we dive into Singapore.
Perfect.
And the art of travel.
Uh-huh.
All right, everybody. This is Midnight Star, Midas Touch.
Midas Touch. Midas Touch, 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 Touch.
Touch.
Midas touch. I like when they say touch, 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 touch. That sort of syncopated rhythm.
Well, Stella.
It's good too.
Let's not keep people waiting any longer. You did a...
whirlwind.
Wild turnaround trip to Singapore. How long were you there for? Boots on the ground?
Boots on the ground. I got in at like 8 p.m. on a Saturday. And I left on at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday. So that's like one whole day, two whole days, and a little bit. Just a little bit.
So did you spend longer in the air than actually on the ground?
No, no, no. But it was close because the flight going there, the flight was about 16 hours. Coming back, it was like 14. So that's like 30, probably like a 30-60 split. I spent twice as much time there as I did in the air. Or I guess half as, yeah, it doesn't sound as impressive when you say it like that, but yeah. But the flight, you know, I flew, this is a top travel tip for all you listeners out there. When I used to live in Singapore, this was true in the 90s, and it's true today, which is like Singapore Airlines has like the top-rated economy class. The seats are like relatively big. The food is good because they always have like, they usually have like a Chinese-inspired meal, an Indian-inspired meal that's vegetarian, and then a Western one, which I would never get the Western one on Singapore Airlines. Not because it's bad, but it's because like, yeah, I do want some ginger fish with steamed broccoli.
Yeah.
And they make Singapore slings for you. I mean, all in all, it's like not bad. It's a nice economy airline.
Singapore sling, is that rum?
I think it's vodka and it's grenadine. I know that because it's really red.
Well, I mean, it's just here. I'm just thinking, what would the liquor be in Singapore? And it's certainly not a lot of arable farmland. So there wouldn't be a lot of potatoes for vodka.
Well, the origin of it is British.
Okay. So British servicemen or something?
Yeah, the British colonists just like... invented it when, or like a bartender at the Raffles, which was like the posh and still is a posh hotel.
Did you go?
No, I've never. Maybe I went when I was a kid, but I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was a nice airline thing. But the then Singapore, I was there for probably like 60 hours total, and sleeping. I had to do some of that too.
Yeah, right. Of course.
But it was the lead up to. So this weekend is Lunar New Year.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the lead up to that, or Chinese New Year. To be more precise, obviously the Lunar New Year is celebrated in many different countries, but Chinese New Year is also like more of the Singapore flavor. But they had, so like Chinatown was popping off. Chinatown is really cool because they still have like the shop fronts from the early 20th century, and they have huge New Year's markets. And you know, when I was talking before we left about the trip, and I was thinking, can you be a pilgrim to a place that you've lived, or what, you know, are you a tourist, or you're, you know, that strange aspect of being somewhere where you know it, but it's been a while, and it's not like you're just going back to the place that you lived in 2 years ago. You know, this is kind of ancient Stella history here. It's been a long time since I've been there. I haven't been there since I left. But the Chinatown was definitely the part that felt the most familiar, not only because of the architecture that I recognized, but also because I was there during Lunar New Year, and I remember that being... Okay, we got the goon doing some sniffles on the mic. And I remember going to Chinatown, and like they have all these markets, so they sell all these like good luck charms and pussy willows, and I remember spending hours. So they have like little good luck charms that are, now they're cost about 80 Singapore cents.
Yo.
80 Singapore cents a piece, but at the time, you know, who knows how much they were, really cheap. So I remember the kids spending hours just poring over each of them and like picking my favorites to like give to my friends, and also just to have and to decorate my room. I remember one of my favorites, which they still have, so I'm glad to know that that's a mainstay.
It's, what is it?
Little tiny abacus, but it works. It's a little working abacus.
So you arrived, and the first thing on your mind is, I want to surf Chinatown. So Stella spent from the ages of what, 4 to 8 in Singapore?
5 to 10.
5 to 10.
Yeah.
That's childhood.
That's childhood.
Yeah, that's where you can start remembering things to the point in which you don't want to leave a place you've been.
Yeah, and I remember, like, playing. You know what I mean? Like, it colored my play, obviously. It's like, you know, when you're 7, it's like some good playing that you do. Not only with others, but by yourself. It's like a high, great time to be playing by yourself.
And growing up in Singapore also means you'll feel alienated wherever you move after that.
Yes.
That there's no way you'll be able to...
slip back into the culture.
Absorb a foreign culture as your own by virtue of the fact that you grew up around really lush rainforests and pretty significant cultural diversity insofar as Singapore is going to be broken into Chinese, Malay, and Indian.
Yeah, the three biggest ethnicities. And also, even just the category of Singaporean is a lot of those people are ethnically Chinese, but there are a lot of people from Malaysia and or ethnically Malay or ethnically Indonesian or ethnically Indian, but they are Singaporean because, you know, they've been there for however long. And then you also have people who are from mainland China or who are from Hong Kong or who are from Malaysia, you know, so there's, it's, you know, it's one of those places where you really don't, I guess if I was Singaporean, I might know better, but it's harder to tell like who's quote unquote a foreigner unless you're white. And then you're definitely an expat. Or you might be like, a lot of expats live there, but there are some tourists from like Australia.
Is there a British element to the culture by virtue of the colonization, right? They were colonized by the British for many, many years.
I went to the American school in Singapore, but they have a British school too, because people, a lot of students also, and this is not just for British students, it's for Singaporean students too, who have dreams of, who have designs on going to universities in the UK because they put you on that UK educational system when you're in high school, which I don't know much about the UK system, but I know it's different enough from the US one.
You can get firsts.
Yeah, whatever that is. And A-levels. And
that's right, A-levels.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so... I mean, it's weird. It's Heraclitus, right? You can't step into the same river twice.
No.
And
so when I put this on program, you can hear me.
It'd be in our new Camino book.
Did you write about this trip? You actually when you were there?
No, I wrote a little, but not very much.
It's so hard to write on the road.
Oh, I did make some recordings we could listen to. I just forgot.
Oh, my. Wait. So since they're recordings, we can just have them on the background.
Yeah.
Plug it in.
I also have one where I, like, talked, but...
Oh, nice. You did a report. Uh-huh. Well, we might have to play that, but in the meantime, I'm hoping we get some nice temple sounds.
Oh, no, it's mainly just hawker stall. It's not very peaceful background sounds.
Oh, great. Even better. We'll be on location, at least audially.
Right.
Audially.
I think that was when I was talking. Let's try this one.
Okay. Yeah, I hear it. Is it playing?
I'm recording, yeah. Okay. Nothing. There's some birds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some good bird sound.
Oh, yeah, I was just out, and I was just, like, listening.
Yeah.
And remembering these bird songs.
So paint us a picture. What are we looking at here? We're hand in hand walking, and what do we see around us?
So this was when I was at this newly sort of, at least new to me, renovated area called the Riverwalk. So the Singapore River runs through Singapore. And I don't remember it having, like, all these restaurants, but they really turned it into, like, a thoroughfare. Like, every, you could sit there and eat every type of cuisine, mostly, like, posh cuisine, so... It's a good minor bird. So this is a thing that I say in this recording that we might listen to, but it was crazy because Singapore has changed a lot in the decades since I've been there.
Yeah.
Architecturally. Here's another small one. Okay, I'm in Chinatown. This is Chinatown sounds. Chinatown Market. And I'm putting my wish on the pussy willow. That's all that sound. Yeah, so I remember loving pussy willows as a kid.
Yeah.
Pussy willows, you know what those are? Those, like, they're those long branches with those, like, fuzzy little nubs on them.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was obsessed. I was, like, very sensory, where I just sit there and, like, rub them. Because I didn't have pets.
Yeah, right.
So that was my pet.
So here you are. You return to a place that you should know, but you don't because it's changed so much. Did you feel especially alienated, or did you feel as though you had enough of a footing to kind of dive back in and be like, ooh, I want to see what's happened with this, or I want to explore and... possibly get this treat that I like. What was it? Was it alienating or inviting?
Do you want to listen to the recording where I'm on the ground talking about that?
Yes, cue it up. Wow, right. You think I'd know. You think you clued me in.
All right, here goes. All right, first voice memo.
Nice.
On the banks of the Riverwalk, which is basically just lined with all different restaurants. Mostly foreign, so you have French, you have Spanish.
Jet lag.
Japanese.
Spanish.
Like a lot of, like, Australian sports bars. And they're all selling $8 pints, which in Singaporean dollars, that's like $6. So that's pretty good. It's like, it's perfectly humid. Like, just walking, you have a sheen on you. And that I remember. I didn't remember, and then I did. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, 8:47 on a Saturday. Saturday night. And, you know, people are just walking up and down.
8:47 on a Saturday night.
Setting their
heat,
setting in their drink. I sat in at 7-Eleven. I got an onigiri and a Sapporo. But that's what I'm going to eat because I'm tired. But, man, I can't wait to come here with JoJo and see what's up out here and just kind of do the meander thing. I mean, it's, you know, I had like a heartache flash of remembering Singapore when I got off the plane. And, like, in the taxi. But,
So far, nothing has looked super familiar, if that makes sense. Although there have been, like, you know, just seeing hawker stalls passing on the way to the hotel. That brings up a kind.
One. As you can tell, alright. Oh shit. Let's do mic two.
Mic two.
And I'm gonna guess whether or not any of these guess mic shit works. Well, you gotta talk into one of them.
That's not working.
It totally is working. It's working.
Somewhat. I can hear you.
I bet it's working better in your headphones.
Oh, yeah, probably. That's the thing. There we go. Hey.
All right.
Nice delay.
Hello, Radio Valencia World. What you want to do here is make sure you're paying attention to these monitors right here, which are slapping against the red because I'm talking too loud into the mic. And make sure that they bounce in the red.
Oh, got it.
They don't want to peg in the red.
Right.
Nobody likes pegging. it's a
personal choice.
It's got a word for it, so I assume some people like it. Is that mic better?
Welcome.
That's a butter mic.
That's way better.
Oh yeah, smooth like butter.
There you go.
All right.
Welcome, if you're listening out there in Radio Valencia.
Yeah, welcome to, welcome to a training session on Radio Valencia Land.
Welcome. Nice. This is DJ Malador, Rocker Smooth, and DJ Rosa. Do you have a?
I don't. I need one.
Okay. Well, it's all good.
Yeah.
We're all training you right now today, so everyone just bear with us. Enjoy the ride.
DJ and training.
We're glad you're with us.
Yeah, DJ trainee.
All right, mic check. Are we on?
Can you not hear yourself?
Oh, I can't hear you. Can you hear yourself?
I can hear myself, yes. Yes, and I can hear you as well.
And can we turn on Rocker Smooth?
Welcome.
Yep.
All right.
You're on the air live.
Live on the air.
All right, you got this. I'll see you. Bye.
All right, training done.
Say hello to the new your new viewers, your new listeners.
Yeah, hey y'all.
All right, so this is a training session with DJ Trainee, and that is your first mic break, and that's how you do
all
it,
right.
Basically.
Okay, done.
Yeah, you can turn that up a little bit. There you go.
Yeah, you always want to trust your headphones. They won't lie to you. The meter's a lie. The listener's a lie. Your fellow DJs will lie.
Sounds good.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and not in the red. Okay, I'm
there.
All
you go.
That.
Yeah,
okay.
You sound great.
All right, let's drop back out of this. Down with device one. Okay, so it's not you turn it on, so it's the power is on, but it's not going out to the thing. This sounds promising. Is your volume up? You're natural.
One.
down to St. James Infirmary. Saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so fair. Let her go, let her go. God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can search this wide world over, but she'll never find a sweet man like me.
Bragging.
When I die, bury me in straight lace shoes and a box bag suit, double breasted. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain. Yes, so the boys will know that I died standing pat.
That was Louis Armstrong, and now we're going into...
Yeah, I think just hitting the space bar might work.
Right. We're going into Charro Live. Enjoy. Thank you.
Send me out. What is this?
Welcome back. Hello.
What is this? This is Psychedelic Cumbia?
Hello.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it.
I am down with this. Yeah. 100% down. So apparently this is a mix by Krishna Villar.
Great mix.
Yeah, never heard of. And, you know, that's what happens when you randomly click on buttons when you're trying to train people.
Can we do a little back sell? We heard a little Charo, right?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Yes, we sure did. We listened to some live Charo, and that was really great. Really enjoyed listening to that, and that was inspired by my pet dog, Charo.
Is it the same spelling? I wonder.
Yeah, it is the same spelling.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. It actually means Mexican cowboy. Really cool name for a woman.
Why was Charo named Charo? After Mexican cowboy?
Right.
She's
staple of the Love Boat.
Yeah,
she was on the Love Boat all the time, and I'm sorry, I'm being ageist in both directions, but I like you're young enough you don't remember you named your dog Charo and you don't know Charo.
I just named him after just Mexican cowboy. Yeah,
I thought that was Caballero.
That's gentleman.
My awful pronunciation.
Yeah. No, that was good. That was good. Yeah.
That was good.
There's a nice
Mexican gentleman. I like that.
Yeah.
Though.
Right. Don't run off.
If you're taking a trip with your friends.
No, Jesus Christ.
I'm not taking a trip with my friends, but thank you for asking.
You know what else I'm not doing is I'm not listening to your goddamn
I really appreciate the fact that you think I'm taking a trip. I actually appreciate the fact that you think I have friends to take a trip with. That's awesome. Wow. You know me better than I know me.
So I heard this track earlier this week, and I was like, oh my god, this is so my jam, because it's like super leftist, like political hip hop raga, and I'm like, what is this from? And it's like 1994. It's like, god damn it, I peaked in 1994.
Asian youths, many of them barely teenagers, fought running battles with riot police.
Could run to £1 million.
the riot. Asian News.
What caused the riot?
Asian News. Many of them barely teenagers fought running battles with riot police.
The blame lies firmly with the police. The blame lies firmly with the police.
Moving along, utilize the energy, build the system, bring back identity, see the voice, the light, feel the other destiny. We do what is the rich of our enemy. God, 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 pledge of insanity. God, 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 head of hypocrisy. We are the power, bring about the brotherhood. We are the power, send yourself free. Go!
Asian News. Asian News, many of them barely teenagers.
Amnesia of the silly nations that I don't even know. My friends from my enemies, going by the look around, get what I mean though. This is the age of the way the human race fight. Corruption, racking up this government. Don't you see the price of the internet? Isolated, don't even see my nature. 28 years, still I got a vulture.
just one reason why. Baby, just give me one reason. And there ain't no more to say.
So we gotta take that down.
Johnny Cash.
Let's have that in the background music. But the problem with background music with lyrics is then you're like, you want to listen to the lyrics.
I know, I get distracted. Yeah. I know, yeah, I want to dance.
You got to find some bed music you like.
Yeah. Yeah. Background music. Elevator music.
That's why my bed music is always like industrial dub. Like,
I went through so many 70s soundtracks. I mean,
soundtracks is probably
John Barry. There's so many. Lilo Schifrin.
Yeah.
There's so many great composers that I use. And then I recently just started getting off John Barry. Sorry, this is not a kid's show. I just said getting off on John Barry. So I just stopped using John Barry's soundtracks and went to the classic John Carpenter. But there's so many.
Every John Carpenter soundtrack is pretty good, except the one that he did with Ennio Morricone, who I freaking love Ennio Morricone. But the thing is just, like, he's trying to do John Carpenter, and it just, I don't know, it's the worst of both worlds.
That's really well said from someone. I mean, I talked to someone recently. You heard my show. You know, yes. I told someone they never knew John Carpenter as a composer. Dumb. As a composer, it's by far his least relevant, definitely.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you've seen Escape from New York, all of the music is made by John Carpenter.
It's all him.
Yeah.
I mean, back from Assault on Precinct 13.
Yeah, yeah. Which also has the same... All right, sorry. Chip, we're taking your show over.
I know, sorry.
No, it's your show. All right,
so no, it's your show. Here. We're just blabbermouth.
I'm training. No, I'm learning. I'm
See,
like,
this
oh.
is what happens when you get a couple of radio nerds yeah. on the air.
I love right. it.
What do you... yes, how do you feel? How are you, Rosie?
I'm doing great. Yeah, this is great. I'm having so much fun. I'm loving this.
Okay, I don't know what's playing, so which is not a good example
a
of trainer.
Cash.
I mean, I understand what is playing, but I don't know where it is on the board.
Device one.
Okay. So I'm going to play something on device two.
Okay, let's.
Because we heard something from Tracy Chapman, who's become culturally relevant again.
We
are proud of her for being a San Franciscan.
Heck yeah!
Yes, definitely.
This is not her. This is not her, but it's a cover of one of her songs.
All right,
and you'll like the artist. Wrong. Oops. What the fuck is happening? Oh, I know. Hang on.
You can't think it was supposed to be
that was my fuck up. Sorry.
You know what? It happens.